This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KIH 61, serving Omaha and Council Bluffs and surrounding area. The current time is 3:41 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
The Grassland Fire Danger Index is expected to reach the high category across east central and southeast Nebraska today. High fire danger means fires will be difficult to control. Outdoor burning should be restricted to early morning and late evening hours. A cold front will trigger slowly southeast, reaching a southern Minnesota to north central and western Nebraska line tonight. Scattered thunderstorms are possible along this front much of tonight, from northwest Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. The front should remain nearly stationary on Sunday, providing a focus for more thunderstorms from northern Nebraska into southern Minnesota, while allowing temperatures to surge to or above 100 degrees for much of mid-America south of the front. Skies will remain mostly clear, except for areas near the cold front where thunderstorms may fire. Look for lows tonight to only fall into the mid to upper 70s for much of the region, with some 60s slated for western Nebraska. Highs on Sunday will range from the lower 90s behind the front in South Dakota, but will again reach 100 to 105 from southern Nebraska and southern Iowa, south through Kansas and Missouri. And now, taking a look at the forecast for Omaha and Council Bluffs and the surrounding area. Heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time Sunday. For tonight, clear. Lows in the upper 70s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Heat indices 104 to 109 in the evening. For Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs around 100. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Heat indices 106 to 111 in the afternoon. For Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-90s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then thunderstorms likely after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s. South winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, shifting to the northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain 60%. For Tuesday, cooler. Thunderstorms likely in the morning, then a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain 60%. And for Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening then clearing. Lows in the lower 60s. For Wednesday through Thursday night, mostly clear. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower to mid-60s. And for Friday through Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 80s. Lows in the mid-60s.
At 3 p.m. in Omaha, it was sunny. The temperature was 104 degrees, the dew point 65, and the relative humidity 28%, producing a heat index of 108. The wind was south at 15 miles an hour, gusting to 22. The pressure was 29.91 inches and falling. Across eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 104 at Lincoln, 102 at Offutt Air Force Base, 100 at Millard, and 100 at Fremont. Columbus reported 100, Tacoma reported 100, Nebraska City reported 100, and Red Oak, Iowa reported 95. Here are some observations from across the region. It was sunny, with a temperature of 100 at Grand Island, 100 at Norfolk, and 99 at Kansas City. Under sunny skies, Concordia, Kansas reported 100, North Platte reported 103, and Valentine reported 103. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 98 at Sioux Falls, 96 at Sioux City, and 100 at Denver. At Des Moines, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 96. Once again, at 3 p.m. in Omaha, it was 104 degrees under sunny skies.
This hazardous weather outlook is for parts of east central Nebraska, southeast Nebraska, and southwest Iowa. Day 1, this afternoon and tonight. Oppressive heat will continue this afternoon, with air temperatures between 100 and 105, and heat indices up to 110. The uncomfortable conditions will continue through the evening. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday. Heat and humidity will continue through Sunday, with heat indices around 100 to 108 possible in the afternoon. Slightly cooler conditions are expected on Monday, as a cold front begins to push into the area from the north. There is a good chance for thunderstorms from Monday night through Tuesday, as the front moves south through the region. Severe storms may occur during that period. Damaging winds and hail would be the main hazards. Spotter information statement. Storm spotter activation will not be needed this afternoon or tonight. Heat advisory remains in effect until 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Sunday. Temperatures should top out in the 100 to 105 degree range today, with heat indices from 100 to 110 for most of the afternoon. The heat index will remain at uncomfortable levels during the evening, and conditions are expected to remain warm and humid overnight. A heat advisory is issued when high humidities are expected to combine with hot temperatures to make it feel like it is 105 degrees or greater. Persons in the advisory area are urged to avoid prolonged work in the Sunday or in poorly ventilated areas. Also, drink plenty of water, even if you are not thirsty. Try to take advantage of air conditioning if possible. Children, the elderly and people with chronic ailments are usually the first to suffer from the heat. Heat exhaustion, cramps, or in extreme cases heat stroke can result from prolonged exposure to these conditions. Heat stress has a cumulative effect on people. Several days of hot temperatures can be dangerous. Friends, relatives, or neighbors should check on people who may be at risk.